what's the name of that show? I know it. Give me a second. Oh, Sir Tone Bone Show. And I'm your host, Antonio.
I look at it like this. So it's like, I fuck with Shorty. I've been talking to her on Snap for a good time. I've been talking to her. I mean, that's a relationship. You feel me? You know? Your family be trying to link up. But it's so much bullshit on the internet. It's like, you don't know if Shorty scared. Or like I said, it's bullshit. You feel me? Because a motherfucker like, is you really who you say you are? And I'm the type of motherfucker, I stand by everything, you feel me? Like, sure, I wouldn't lie to you. But then, on her part, it's like, is you truth? You know? Because don't nobody want to, you know, got time for that shit. You feel me? So, I'm going to be 100. I'm like, shorty, I'm not just talking to you, but when I have a conversation with you, if you really want to ask me these questions, be 100 with you. It's like, yeah, I talk to other women because I don't know where you're headed at. You feel me? Like, if you really trying to take this somewhere or not. You feel me? So I'm out here just having fun. You know? Shit. Like, they on the same page you is. So, at the end of the day, it's like, you question shit. You feel me? And it's no different than meeting a motherfucker at the store or not. Like, I'm gonna put it like this. I met this one girl that worked, well, I don't know if she still work at the airport. I know she left Michigan and shit. But I met her at my job and shit. And when we was talking, she was telling me about her ex and shit, how he was just giving her money she could pull up on him, get $1,000 shit. Like, bro, I don't feel like this my type, you know, because she expecting too much. And it's like, hey, man, I just want, like, a relationship with you, you feel me? Somebody I can go to and chill with, talking all types of shit, you feel me? You know? Share, you feel me? But shit, she was making it seem like I'm supposed to support her or whatever. You feel me? Although, shit, she on her shit. She was telling me she be traveling Africa and shit. I'm not taking those type of trips. I ain't getting on no fucking long-ass plane ride. But I'm just saying, sometimes, even in, like, in person, you don't read shit well. You know, you be like, damn, shorty like you. She did? Or they be like, she too young. I ain't trying to fuck with her. You know? Because most motherfuckers don't even realize your age because they be like, you look young. Be like, baby, I'm a grown-ass man, shorty. You feel me? You look like you 19 and shit. She like, yeah, I am. Baby, I'm 30. You feel me? I'm 35. Bitch, I'm 40. Type of shit. But it be to a point, not everybody care about age, but you got to understand, when motherfuckers up in age, you give a fuck. You feel me? Because it's like, man, I fuck with you, but, yo, a relationship, you come off childish, baby. No. You know, motherfucker, like, yeah, I'm 21 and shit, bro. You still young. I don't know why the fuck, bro. I be on YouTube. I hear that shit so fucking much. Man, don't shame me for that shit. It's just, man, that's the shit that's out there right now. You know, that's not how fucking I'm talking. I'm not calling no woman no bro. It just came out of nowhere. But yeah, I got shorty I'm trying to fuck with. No. But I'm put like this. Shorty got a situation. She got kids. Another woman got a kid. You know, got a man's. And it's like, shit, I'm just like, man, I don't think I know what love is. Like, I ain't never had it before, and I want to see what it's like. No, but it's like everybody just took it. You feel me? The ones that I admire, you know, it's like, it's crazy though. It's like you always want the woman that already got something going on, but it's like, so where the woman that I want that don't have shit going on? You feel me? How do I find her? And I'm not shaming someone that has something going on. You feel me? I mean, things happen. You feel me? So it's like, if she got a man, he might not be the right one for her. Shit, you know? It's just that you got to deal with her kids, you know? That's all. You up for that shit. And that's the shit you got to think about. For a person like me, I can say no. And at the end of the day, when I meet her and shit, I might be like, it is what it is, you know? Like, I really want to be with you. But I feel like a lot of these women don't want to give you that opportunity, you know? Because they've been through a lot of shit, you know? And it's like, you don't understand because you haven't been through anything. You feel me? You focus on yourself, you know? You know, they've been through the pain and shit. Your pain is just not having somebody tell you they love you and shit. And that's all. You feel me? You know? It's like, I ain't gonna lie. I got a story. I was in Florida. And I saw a girl bring her boyfriend flowers and shit. I'm like, damn. I felt everybody was looking at me like, all right. We got somebody where your shit at. Like, I was ready to leave class on some real shit. Like, if I could be honest, a lot of things that I supposed to be doing that I don't do, it's not so much fear. It's like you got to have control and you let your anxiety take over. You feel me? Control you. You feel me? So, that's your weakness. And it's like, I'm thinking about this woman and shit to a point where it's like, I've been working to fuck with her, but it ain't been working out. You feel me? You know, the communication there, it just, damn, when we gonna see each other? You know, and I don't want to be that person where it's like, damn, I'm talking to this woman that actually want to be there. And it's like, I shouldn't really care, but I don't want to see nobody feelings hurt. You feel me? You know, like, I feel like you have to be honest with a person. Like, that's me being honest with myself. Like, shit, a lot of things that I haven't done because anxiety, you know. Now you may be like, you using anxiety as an excuse when it's really you scared. That's true. It's a lot of shit to be scared of. Shit, that's life. But it's like, we gotta learn how to face that shit. And that's my thing. You start off by being honest with a woman. You feel me? If you talking to another woman, you let her know. You let them both know, like, you're not the only person I'm talking to. And are you in the wrong for that? It's like, I'm single. You know, we ain't coming to agreement that we're together, you know? Like, the thing is, like, you not being straight up with me, but I'm being straight up with you. Is that fair? No. You feel me? So it's like, I'm supposed to wait until you ready? That can't happen, because anything can happen in life. A woman can bump into me and she just fall in love. You know? Gotta think about shit like that. Look, I'm gonna tell you this. Because I ain't working at that job no more, right? So, the woman I've been talking about, right? See, I was attracted to her because she had an ass. I liked her personality and shit. She just came off cool. but I never noticed her fucking mouth. Some real shit. You know, because it's like, how you been trying to fuck with a person for the longest. You know, been getting denied until they ready. And once you, like, in their face, that's when you be like, shit, I don't know about this. But she got close, had her mouth wide open, and her teeth fucked up like she been on some drugs. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, real shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like we treat women like Instagram. You know? Like, dang, she bad. Like, but that's social media. In person, you see everything. If you actually got your fucking eyes open. And it's like, oh, hell no. But you know what's so crazy? I told motherfuckers this shit. And it's like, shit, I still fuck it. I don't give a fuck. And that's how the fuck people think, man. That's why I think a lot of women is fucked up in the head, because you got motherfuckers don't care. They just want to fuck. So now she hurting shit because she thinking she got something real and you was acting so you can fuck. You know? But at the end of the day, don't women do the same shit? Really think about that shit. I can't speak on it because I don't actually know. But I'm just saying, if we do it, you know, they got to do it. Maybe she do it different because she trying to get whatever he got. You know? At the end of the day, everybody run the game. Like I said, I want to fuck Shorty. I didn't know her mouth was fucked up because I never really had my eyes open. You know? Now my eyes open. You be like, do I still want to fuck? I can't really answer that. I look at the ass. Yeah. But then I'm like, that mouth. Like, you don't want her on your shit with some fucked up teeth. Like, damn, bitch. Did you cut me? Shit. I had to be like, hey, baby, come off. Like, have you ever did drugs? Like, what's up with your mouth? Like, I really got to get to know you. Because I don't really know this woman like that. You feel me? I don't know anything about her other than hearsay what motherfuckers told me about her and shit. You know? You know how you ask around motherfuckers like, yeah, they want to gossip and shit. Like, they know everything. How the fuck you know this shit? It's crazy. You feel me? Like, they really looked into her life and shit. Like, damn. But, I mean, shit. Yeah, I want to fuck, but the mouth. You feel me? Like, the mouth fucked up. What else is fucked up? You know, and it's like, you may be like, man, you can't be like that. All right, I see, you know, I understand. I see a lot of you motherfuckers with some ugly ass people. You know, you might be like, damn, that's how you feel? Nigga, who said you look good? Man, hey, I get what you're saying. But it's still like, bro, I can't be like you. I'm not you. You feel me? Like, my woman, she has to be beautiful. You know? You be like, okay, where's she fat? And I'm going to tell you this, though. I can't shame a woman that's big. I can't. If she overweight, that's a different story. It's like, baby, we need help. But you talking about a fat woman? I feel like if she serious about this relationship, yo, we in the gym. We working. We on the diet and shit. I'm not talking about that serious shit. You feel me? It, like, if you make something fun, a person with it. If you try to pressure them, that's when you fuck up the relationship. But I'm saying, like, it's some, think about it. This woman fat. Right? And y'all seen this shit. Instagram, so on. Is that is that a lot of these women that's fine than a motherfucker used to be fat. And that shit be like, damn, mind blown like a motherfucker. Because think back when you was in school, it was that fat girl that was all on you. Like, man, get the fuck out my face. 20 years later, you running that same girl, and she be like, you know me, right? How the fuck I know you? And he be like, oh, shit. She ain't get no time of day. You're like, damn. So now, you see a fat girl, you ain't telling her no. All right, shit, let's go, baby. Shit. Because I'm just hoping you be just like the old girl I just met not too long ago. Shit. You know? Hey, we some assholes. We really are. But I'm saying, we all are assholes, women and men. We all think the same fucking way. Ain't nobody going to admit to that shit. You feel me? They not. But shit, we actually think this bullshit. You feel me? Like, we talk that good shit, but don't nobody actually stand by that shit. There is not really no good person out here. A person talk that shit, but they really are not good. Because you never know what the fuck a person is really thinking at all. I'm just telling y'all the truth. That motherfucker that you sitting inside, that's next to you, they not real good person. They do shit that you accept, but they pretending to be like that.